lover.
Oh, it's another day here at the Comeback Team Studios. This is your host, Beck Lover, and you're watching another episode of Interesting Times with Beck Lover on the Beck Lover Podcast, where I cover all the interesting news, all the crazy stories from around the world, things that you should know about. I do all the homework so you don't have to, so make sure you hit that subscribe button. Stay in the know. Take my work that I do to find all the interesting things you should know about in this crazy world we live in. And if you're bored, listen to me on the way to work, on the way back home from work, or just wherever you want to. You can watch this episode on YouTube, Spotify, or Rumble, or you can get it anywhere audio versions of podcasts are available. Thank you for joining me on this weekend edition of Interesting Times. There's a lot that's happened since yesterday, so I'm here early in the studio to get to it. And let's get into the headlines today, my friends. Interesting times indeed, my friends. We're here in New York City. 1 second, it's sunny. They said it's going to be 75 degrees today. It's cloudy, all of a sudden rainy. Now it's sunny. So now all of a sudden there's these out of nowhere severe thunderstorms coming. Last week we had crazy winds of 60 miles per hour. I have no idea what's going on anymore. All I know is I see a lot of trails in the sky all the time. Call it a coincidence. These trails don't move with the breeze. They stay up there for hours, and we get all kinds of weird and wacky weather. I've covered how states like Tennessee have just made releasing things into the sky illegal. People say that these are theories that are made up by kooks like me, but do your homework. Something just don't add up. Well, here we are the day after a massive attack from Iran proper into Israel proper. We woke up this morning, there was no red flashes, so I guess Armageddon hasn't started yet, and it looks like they're tiptoeing their way back from this conflict. I'm really starting to believe a lot of this was staged, and I'll get into my theories in a little bit, but I'm going to cover the Iranian-Israeli conflict that occurred over the last 24 hours. Iran hit Israel with hundreds of missiles and drones and all kinds of crap, and Israel's claiming victory. You know, and we'll cover that, you know, in a little more detail very shortly. Again, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Check out all of my amazing interviews. I've had people like Rachel Ray on, Carol Baskin, amazing actors, A-list celebrities, and just stories of overcoming the hardest things you can in life. The Beck Lover Podcast. Follow me on Instagram, where I'm posting daily. We've had over 6 million visits to our profile page in the last 90 days, and I want to thank you. An all-time high of 2 million in the last 30 days. So thank you, all of you, for helping me, supporting me. And I promise you, I will continue to bring you amazing content, not just news stories. I got all kinds of different things coming down the pipeline, including merch and all types of different stuff. So you can help me support my work, which is not easy to do. And I can't do it without you, my friends. So I was relaxing yesterday, everything was cool, and then all of a sudden my phone starts lighting up like a Christmas tree. World War III has begun. Even I made some posts that World War III has begun. But maybe World War III did not begin yet, or maybe it is a cold version of World War III. We all got the alerts. Twitter was lit up with all kinds of conversations, debates. You could have went into live spaces that were hosted, everyone talking about, you know, is this going to be World War III? Is Iran and Israel going to go back? Well, the fact that Israel hasn't hit them back right away, and that's usually how they respond, is a good indicator that this thing might be over. So I'll cover the story a little bit, and then I'm going to get into my analysis about what I think happened now, and maybe this bigger conflict with Iran is not really going to happen right now, like some of us thought, including myself. The Associated Press reports Israeli strike on Iran's consulate in Syria killed two generals and five other officers. Now, I want you guys to remember, this is what led to the response. So when you see on Twitter, Iran attacks Israel, no, it should be Iran responding to Israel, because Israel, about 2 weeks ago, hit an embassy in another sovereign nation. An embassy is considered a sovereign piece of territory of the nation granted a embassy in another country. That's why it's called diplomatic immunity. So imagine Israel has the audacity to go into Syria in their airspace, hit the embassy, take out two of Iran's generals and five other officers. That's an act of war. And it goes against embassies and diplomatic immunity. So I want to refresh your memories. What they did is what led to the response that we saw over the weekend from Iran. I just want to refresh your memories. Israel hails success in blocking Iran's unprecedented attack. Biden now seeks diplomatic resolution. This is reported by the AP. Israel on Sunday hailed its air defense in the face of an unprecedented attack by Iran, saying the system thwarted 99% of the more than 300 drones and missiles launched towards its territory. Regional tensions were high amid fears of an Israeli counterstrike that could fuel further escalation. President Joe Biden convened a meeting on the Group of Seven Advanced Democracies to coordinate a united diplomatic response. The participants unanimously condemned the attack and said they stand ready to take further measures now in response to further destabilizing initiatives. The U.S. made it clear it would not participate in any offensive action against Iran. We don't seek a war with Iran. We're not looking for escalation here. So that's how you know that pretty much I think this was a tit for tat. Okay, we killed our generals. We can't look weak in front of our people in the world. We're going to fire back. If you guys respond, then we're going to war. But you hit us first. I believe there was a lot of backdoor diplomacy. They told him, well, you're going to hit us. I guarantee you Israel was made fully aware what was going to happen. That's why there will be no response. And it seems like one massive distraction is what it seems like. And I'm really starting to believe that Iran is cooperating with Israel and the U.S. to stage these types of things. They did get billions of dollars from the Obama administration, if you guys remember that. So I don't really think they're the enemy that we think they are. I think they're playing ball with the globalists here. That's what I think is going on. The fact that this didn't escalate into an all-out war shows me that this was, in my humble opinion, definitely coordinated, definitely a distraction, and maybe there's more going on in the ground in Gaza now that everyone was focused on what Iran did. Very convenient in many ways. So, Hamas demands written commitment that Israel will withdraw from Gaza. This is reported by Politico. Hamas has demanded a clear written commitment that Israel will withdraw from the Gaza Strip during the second of a three-phase ceasefire deal, a senior Egyptian official and Hamas official said Sunday. The Palestinian militant group said Saturday it submitted its response to a six-week ceasefire proposal to Egyptian and Qatari mediators. It said it's still committed to its demands for a permanent ceasefire, Israeli army withdrawal from all parts of Gaza, the return of displaced people to their homes, intensifying the flow of aid, and the start of reconstruction. We confirm our readiness to reach a deal regarding a serious exchange of prisoners between the two sides. Israel said earlier Sunday that Hamas had rejected the latest proposal for a deal submitted last week. The proposal presented to both sides called for a six-week ceasefire in Gaza, during which Hamas would release 40 of the more than 100 hostages the group is holding in the enclave in exchange for 900 Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails, including 100 serving long sentences for serious crimes. So no ceasefire reached yet, and it's just an interesting world that we are living in, my friends. Like I mentioned yesterday, you saw it, the hashtag World War III was trending all day yesterday. It was the top of Twitter, formerly known as Twitter, now called X. People were posting it. People were making memes. People were like, let's do this shit. A lot of anti-Semitism all around against Jews and Arabs. Everyone seems to have picked a side here. And I could tell you, the potential for a world war in that region is very high. So I don't know if we're dumb for being scared of it, but, you know, it's really like runs the risk. You know, Iran is a very important country in that area. Russia's their greatest ally. If Israel and Iran kept going at it, then it would be a war again between Russia and America, in my opinion, and their allies. And the way the Middle East has been on fire for the last 20, 30 years, I think the people of these countries are just getting sick and tired. And I believe one day this will just boil over and go into an all-out war, because I don't even think the people's government, like the government's not going to be able to control their people if this type of violence continues to happen throughout the Middle East. In any event, for now, it looks like we're okay. Your kids might not be drafted. And we might be all right here. Looks like they're backing down and everyone, you know, is kind of like, okay, we kind of gave each other a couple jabs and it's over. Axios reports Biden told Bibi U.S. will not support an Israeli counterattack on Iran. And I believe that's the biggest reason why this will hopefully quiet down for now. But it's also a testament to that the relationship between the U.S. and Israel, which is why so many people are mad at America, because they believe that America could stop what's going on there and the amount of violence and innocent life and civilians and children that have been wiped out since October 7th. In any event, we're all sick of the violence. We all just want peace, and I wish there was a way to really bring peace to the Middle East once and for all. My next story is a sad one. Please be careful when you go on dates. Please be careful, especially women, when you're going to meet someone for the first time. I don't think you should go by yourself. This story is just another reminder of why you need to be careful in the world of online dating, where you meet random people that you know nothing about. You know no one in their circle. You have no one you can call and say, hey, is this guy a creep or is this guy weird? You're meeting each other directly, which made dating easier, but it also made it more dangerous. I've always been a firm believer. If you're serious about dating someone, to be serious, and not just to hook up and do disgusting shit with and demoralize yourself and erode your soul, but you're looking to maybe find the right person to connect with in your life, there should be certain parameters that existed in the old days. They met you with your family first, your father or your... But the problem is people don't have fathers no more. People don't have parents anymore. You've become a generation of bastards. Literally, and it's not your fault. Violent crime is through the roof because people don't know who their dads are, or their dads don't want to know who their children are. And that's why the act of creation is not a joke. And that's why that act is more than just physical. It's spiritual in nature. And if you want to wonder why being promiscuous and dressing like whores and acting like fucking lowlives, men, using women, where it's gotten our country, pay attention over the last 50 years as the divorce rate skyrocketed through the roof. Children are born out of wedlock, and we have stories like this happening every day because we've created a generation of bastards and we are feeling their wrath. Most violent crime is committed from children from a single parent home because it is an oppression for a child not to know their parents. Promiscuity, my friends. Forget the dangers of the diseases you could get and all that other stuff. I'm talking about morals, family structure, and society. We are paying the price from this generation of bastards. If you're a man out there and you've made children with a woman, whether you loved her or not, they brought life into this world. That's your seed. And you don't take care of those kids, shame on you. You ain't no man. You ain't no tough guy. You're a fucking loser. You are a piece of shit. Period. And I say it publicly. Here's a story of why having those parameters in place was always important in the dating world. Having brothers that wanted to know who their sister was going to go out on a date with. Letting the guy know, if something happens to my sister, I'm going to fucking break your fucking face and put you in the hospital or maybe take your life. And men thought differently about taking advantage of women because there was repercussions from their male family members. If you have a sister, a cousin, a female friend, and you're not concerned about them and who they're dating or what they're doing, then you're not a man either. You should keep track and be there to protect your family. Now let's read the story. CNN reports a college student missed work after a date. Then her body parts were found scattered across the county. Because this is the type of shit that happens. Because everyone thinks they're so fucking smart and the family structure is not important. And this is why society has this type of shit happening. When a 19-year-old, Sade Robinson, didn't show up for her shift at a Wisconsin pizza restaurant on April 2nd, her co-workers, immediately suspected something was wrong. The evening before, Robinson had planned a first date with Maxwell Anderson, 33 years old, at a local seafood restaurant, according to a criminal complaint against Anderson. He is now facing charges of homicide, mutilation of a corpse, and arson in connection with her death. The young college student had been looking forward to the date, even telling a worker in her building how excited she was, the complaint said. She texted Anderson, she was feeling seafood, and headed out to meet him at a seafood restaurant where he used to work, wearing ripped jeans and a white shirt. If I was a betting man, I bet it was Red Lobster. I bet my life on it. Robinson was a vibrant, extroverted presence at the pizza shuttle. She was very outgoing. She would talk to everybody here. She was always there to lighten the mood. Not showing up for work the next day wasn't like her. Make the story short, this is the fucking guy that's accused of doing it. I mean, she was looking for, this guy looks like a fucking Viking. He looks like he's straight out of Game of Thrones, The Wildlings. Okay? And it says here, On Friday, Wisconsin authorities charged Anderson with first-degree intentional homicide, mutilating a corpse and arsons of property other than a building. He would face life in prison if convicted on the homicide charge. Okay, what a shame. Ladies, 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 it only happens once. Okay, women are sexually assaulted all the time in this country. You have to be careful, please. When you meet people, first couple of dates, meet them in groups of friends till you feel comfortable. Make sure people know where you're going, who you're meeting up with. You can't just go out there and wild, wild west this shit because you end up like this girl, chopped up, mutilated, and burned. It's not a joke out there. And just because somebody has a cool Instagram profile doesn't mean that they're normal. Please protect yourselves. Please protect your siblings. Please protect your brothers, your sisters, your friends. And look out for each other in this sick world that we live in. New York City, reported by the New York Post. A block has been turned into an illicit open-air market for migrant cooks, prostitutions, and it's relentless. A stretch of Jackson Heights, that's in Queens, New York, has devolved into an illegal migrant shopping district, an unchecked open-air market where everything from women to stolen goods can be had. Roosevelt Avenue near 91st Street is littered daily with migrant vendors hawking goods they ripped off from shopkeepers just steps away, while prostitutes proposition passerbys at all hours, and frustrated merchants and residents say they're helpless to do anything about it. And as you can see here, they're walking the streets, and we are going into the times of Gotham City. You want to know what happens when you let 11 million undocumented, unvetted people into your country? This type of crap happens. But I hope you're happy with the people you've elected to run our city, who have completely turned it upside down, made it very dangerous when it was once one of the safest cities in the world over the last 20, 30 years, under the administrations of Rudy Giuliani and Mayor Bloomberg, which I was not a big fan of him because he was a little bit too authoritarian. He wanted to tell us how big our drinks could be, but I'd rather have that than this shit going on. What the hell happened to Diddy, by the way? Was it a distraction? How is he not in handcuffs or arrested? He seems to be floating around Miami doing whatever he wants. He might be innocent of the accusations. Who knows? But my point is, all of this attention, all this press, guys riding around, they raid his homes. And I don't know. It's very weird to me. This whole story is very weird. Sean Diddy Combs is currently dealing with intense pressure and scrutiny after federal authorities raided his homes in L.A. and a couple of weeks ago in Miami. Strong allegations and lawsuits continue to come to light. Diddy was spotted in Miami Beach riding a bicycle. He's flashing an L here. I guess it's for how big of a fucking loser either he is or we are for following this story to begin with. When he saw the paparazzi snapping photos of him, Diddy signaled an L at the camera, which stands for loser a lot of time. Diddy uses it to symbolize his love. Love is Diddy's middle name and is also the name of his record company, Love Records. Now, if you would have put an R on that and called it Lover Records, we would have had a fucking problem because there's only one Beck Lover, always undercover. Word to your mother. Whatever. To me, it's just weird that he's not in cuffs. It seems like it was this big sensational story and we barely hear about it anymore. So take that, I guess. Now, this is kind of going viral right now and I found it to be a little funny, I guess. Page Six. Justin Bieber kisses Jaden Smith on the cheek at Coachella in a viral video from their sweet reunion. Now, I'm going to show you guys the video clip on Instagram. I mean, Jaden basically pushes his penis into Justin Bieber's butt with their clothes on, does a little wiggling dance there, which reminds me of a movie that I watched as a child. I'd like to pull up a scene from that, but people are calling it the gayest thing they've ever seen. It's been a gay week in music. I mean, I don't know if this really means they're gay. Sometimes boys play around like that, especially with people that are like their family and their friends. Like they joke around doing gay-like type stuff. And I'm not even saying that that means you're gay because you go behind someone and rub your crotch on their ass. But sometimes boys do some stupid shit. It doesn't mean they're necessarily gay. I mean, Justin Bieber is madly in love with his wife. He's been with her for a minute. He married one of the Baldwins, Haley, if I'm not mistaken. And I've met Jaden Smith several times in New York City. Very, very nice kid. Very sweet. Plenty of beautiful women around him. He dresses a little fucking weird, but so does this whole generation, I guess. he's got some feminine tendencies, but I don't think there's anything feminine about him pushing his cock towards Justin Bieber's butt. So I don't think he's into I don't know. Let's just take a look at the clip. You guys decide. You drop a comment. Do you think there's more to this, or are they just horsing around? I think they're just horsing around. Here's the clip. Okay, they're over here. They're hanging out. He comes in behind, gives him a little wiggle wiggle, puts the little jiggle jiggle. Okay, right behind his little butt. I thought it was funny, actually. But people are saying, then why did Justin Bieber kiss him? I think it was the angle. He was just trying to give him like a kiss hello. Listen, Europeans kiss each other hello. Men do it. Italians do it. Albanians do it. Greeks do it. You know, it looks more like a brotherly kiss. I'll be honest with you. I think he was horsing around like, hey, to make him uncomfortable. Like, I wonder who's behind me rubbing their crotch behind me. It's kind of, I don't know. You guys drop a comment. Do you think it's gay or not? I don't know. I think it's funny. I mean, if that's gay, then I guess Happy Gilmore was, because that's what this reminds me of. This scene from Happy Gilmore. If you guys remember, this was the scene from Happy Gilmore when he's like teaching him, you know, just, you know, but Happy Gilmore was quick to get him off of him in this scene. If you remember, Justin Bieber wasn't too quick. I mean, he kind of looked like he was very comfortable with Jaden's junk on his butt. I mean, I don't know. You tell me, guys and girls. I think they were just playing around. I think they're good friends. I think it was just like Happy Gilmore, you know, just a little tap it in, you know, just tap it in there. Bitcoin tumbled because of the whole Middle East tensions. It's down some 8% late on Saturday evening. This is reported by CNBC. Digital coins were some of the only risk assets trading over the weekend and fell. By Sunday morning, though, they had rebounded to trade above 64,000. That's for Bitcoin's price. Ether was down by 10% in some cases. Whatever. These are very volatile. They go up and down like the wind. I hope this time you guys take some gains. I know you always think it's going to go all the way to the moon, but you ain't got shit unless you got it in the bank. I'm going to close out real quick in this episode. 11 shot in the back of the yards. 8-year-old girl has been killed. 3 other children injured in Chicago. A girl died and 10 other people were injured after a shooting at a family gathering in the city's south side. The shooting happened about 9:18 p.m. near 52nd Street. I want to remind you that Chicago has some of the strictest gun laws in the country. I guess they're working really well. Those gun laws definitely keep guns out of bad people's hands. We covered enough of the Middle East this weekend. Last bit of news here is in the tech world, reported by TheVerge.com. With Vids, Google thinks it has the next big productivity tool for work. For decades, work has revolved around documents, spreadsheets, and slide decks, Word, Excel, PowerPoint pages, numbers, keynotes, docs, sheets, slides. Now Google's proposing to add another to that. Triumvirate. I can't even say this shit, man. Triumvirate. An app called Vids that aims to help companies and consumers make collaborative, shareable video more easily than ever. Google Vids is very much not an app for making beautiful movies or even not that beautiful movies. I'm having a really hard time reading this article. Fuck this article. They got a new app coming out. It does videos. AI's involved. Go check it out. I'm tongue-tied here on a Sunday morning. I'm trying to drink the rest of my coffee. I didn't want to leave you without some updates. I love you. Make sure you follow all my stuff. I got crazy things coming down the pipeline. Don't forget, I do have a documentary that will come out. I've been working on it for years. Every time I want to cut the film, something more amazing happens in this journey of mine. And I need to thank all of you because I've had an extraordinary journey. And it's all because of people like you supporting my work, clicking like, clicking share. And I thank you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. This is your boy, Beck Lover. And you just watched another episode of Interesting Times on the Beck Lover Podcast, where you might learn a thing or two about life. See you almost every day, except the days I don't feel like it. Till the next time, your boy, Beck Lover.